Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Isaiah chapter 46, verses 8 and 9. Think about this. Wrap your minds around it. This is serious business, rebels. Take it to heart. Remember your history, your long and rich history. I am God, the only God you've had or ever will have. Incomparable, irreplaceable. And then a few song words out of a great song. I love it, called You Raise Me Up. I've heard it sung by many, but I remember it particularly being sung by Josh Groban. Just a few lines. When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, you raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Well, yesterday when I was posting the American flag on the front of our house, my granddaughter's words from a few years ago returned to my thoughts. I was on my way out to get the newspaper. That was awesome, Gran. I remember Ellie Kate shrieking as her head bobbed out of the frigid pool water that day. Let's do it again. We were playing in the pool, same things that we've done, that I'd done with Hannah when she was younger. But it was Ellie this time, standing on my shoulders in the pool. And I would get down as low as I could in the water so she could get on them. Then I would stand up, and as she rose higher and higher, as I was slowly standing to full stature, she would be standing there then completely out of the water and then would be free to dive off my shoulders into the pool. And the memory of that simple moment yesterday and the freedom to do it connected me once again to Memorial Day, which we paused as a nation yesterday to remember. Memorial Day, for me, is always a swirling mixture of tears and emotions of gratitude and heartache, anger, sadness, confusion, and pride. Remembered in the lives of those who have stood in the gap for us, for you and for me throughout the centuries as a nation. We stand on their shoulders. They raise us up. All of those we honor on Memorial Day and every day who have given the last full measure of their devotion, as President Lincoln said in his Gettysburg Address. Last full measure of their devotion for me, for you, for my family, for my granddaughters, for loved ones and friends. Tears of pride and gratitude always come when I try to tell my granddaughter something about those we honor who served, who fought, and died for us. Tears flow when we visit the monuments in our nation's capital and as we watch the National Memorial Day concert each year from Washington, D.C., standing, as I always do, as the United States Air Force anthem is played as a part of the Armed Forces medley since I served in the United States Air Force during Vietnam. I want them to know, to remember, and to respect and honor the service and the sacrifice of those heroes who have gone before them and those who continue to stand in the gap for them today. We tend to get a bit disheartened and tired of some of the leaders of our government and nation today, but those are not the heroes whom we remember on this day, far from it. The courage and sacrifice of those whom we honor and remember on Memorial Day each year, as we did yesterday, should never be associated with those who try to turn us away from the roots and the heritage of those we honor, who fought and died for those roots and heritage. Instead, those generations of brave men and women upon whose shoulders we stand today and every day should be remembered for their sacrifices, which turn the light of freedom even brighter. And our duty today and every day is to turn that light of this great nation that President Reagan referred to as a shining city on the hill even brighter. We stand on their shoulders. They raise us up to be free, to be all we can be. Patriots who stood in the gap for us as others before them had done. Patriots never seeking territory, but simply seeking to protect this great nation and help others seeking freedom and a chance at the life God had formed in their souls, all happening while we sleep quietly in our beds or played with our children and grandchildren or whatever we did without worry. Patriots, like those I remember, who were flown back in majestic C-141 Starlifter aircrafts during Vietnam, touching down on the runway at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, one of the three Air Force bases also designated as a morgue site for our fallen heroes. Dover Air Force Base was where I was stationed with Linda after we were married many years ago as a young electronics navigational repairman during the Vietnam War. I remember standing there with tears flowing as casket after casket was reverently and respectfully removed from the sacred belly of those aircrafts. And then in a moment that forever sealed my resolve for their sacrifice, I watched as a small box was removed from the plane. It was stainless steel, about 3 feet long by 1 foot wide and about 6 to 8 inches high, inconspicuous for its size, but eternally conspicuous for its contents, carrying the tagged remains of 7 of our valiant war dead. Patriots, who like so many others, came back from their duty in pieces, in boxes, on stretchers and crutches, forever scarred and crippled, many whose bodies now lie beneath row after row after row of white crosses at those hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery and across thousands of cemeteries in this country and world. Patriots who fought and died so that you and I might continue to live and laugh and play, sit and sleep, and yes, even pray here today in freedom. They risked it all for us so that we can sit here today in freedom. I wonder, as I look around at times, if we have forgotten that. I wonder how it can happen that the lives which were sacrificed so that we may sit here today together in freedom are diminished and forgotten as we compromise the values of America for which they died. Because, my friends, at times it seems to me that we have forgotten. I wonder if we have forgotten their sacrifice when we see the disrespect shown by elected officials at every level promoting self rather than our country, or the disrespect shown by some in numerous venues, whether business or educational or sporting venues, during the playing of our national anthem and at other times. I wonder if we have forgotten their sacrifice when we see free speech diminished and prayer removed from our schools, our colleges and universities, and where words like "with God all things are possible" or "in God we trust" are being removed from public buildings, and where crosses are removed from landmarks in cities and towns, both large and small, across our nation. Their legacy of a belief in something better, in a hope for a brighter tomorrow, must not end with them, but must live on in us. We must not just remember them, but we must also honor them and what they did for us by taking up the torch that they carried and kept burning brightly with the blood of their courage, and turn that torch even brighter so the flames of vision and hope that they fought and died for are brighter and flame even higher for all to see. A vision and hope for this country to be all that it was ordained by God to be for everyone when he led and guided the founders of this great nation. A vision and hope that is based upon the belief that the hand of God was and still is upon us, raising us up to be all he created us to be. We have work to do. We can get better in many places, but we have work to do to carry on their sacrifice and to help God to fulfill his vision for everyone. We stand on the shoulders of those we honor. They paid the price for us. They raised us up. They raised our nation up. And we must never take for granted what they have done for us. And we must respect and honor what they did. As the prophet Isaiah reminded us in the context of what God has done for us, remember your history, your long and rich history. And so yesterday, And every day we remember our history as a nation and what those we honored yesterday on Memorial Day have done for us, remembering always that we are free to do what we do because of the sacrifice they have made for us. We are living in freedom, pursuing our dreams, making decisions for our lives and our futures, playing with children and grandchildren and godchildren, and spending time with other loved ones and friends because of what they did for us through the centuries of this great nation. That was awesome, Gran, Ellie yelled. Let's do it again. And we did. We did over and over because of the sacrifice of American heroes. They paid the price for us. They raised us up and they left it in our hands. What will we do with it? May God bless them. May God bless us. And may God continue to bless the United States of America. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder. Thank you for this, for yesterday and this past weekend where we pause to remember, to lift them up, to thank them, to honor them who have given everything, sacrificed their lives for us so that we might live here in freedom. Help us to never forget that, to never diminish it. We stand on their shoulders. They raised us up. They raised our nation up. And they've handed it to us, Lord. Help us. Help us in that duty to be worthy of it, to be worthy of their sacrifice, and to turn that flame even brighter for everyone. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. And it's in your precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.